Dawson, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Believing that only Gord's death will end the battle for Vinton, Rocky and Mitch hurry to the palace. There they run into the speaking robots and fight for their lives. Eventually they drive them off and then go in search of Gord. Meanwhile, Gorg and Joe watch the robots battling with the rebels. At long last, the tide turns against them, and Joe pleads with Gorg to run away.
Before it is too late, should the cursed rebels attack again, we will be surrounded.
I hate to leave my little men.
Forget them and hurry. We will fly to Car now. I have a spaceship there. Within a few hours, we'll be on our way to Mars.
We are not going to Mars.
Then you will remain at the palace and be hanged by Vokyar.
Oh, no, I have no intention of giving him that pleasure.
Then what, sire?
We leave at once for Kernar and then for the planet Earth.
Earth?
Why not?
This is madness. We would be more welcome on Mars.
I cannot agree with you, Yo.
Whether you agree does not interest me. I am flying to Mars. I refuse to wait in the palace another moment. They're shelling it continually now. People crash around our ears,
my
sire.
Dear Yo.
This is not the time for arguing.
How soon, Yo?
Sire, the Earthlings will kill us on sight.
And so will the Martians. They have no love for us.
Maybe they have not, and yet I...
Yo, that is the place for us. There are many cities there where we would pass unnoticed. The ones called New York, London, and Sydney would all be ideal. They seem to have collected species of all races and creeds, whereas on Mars the people are alike. There is no difference in their faces.
That is true, sire. That ship landed quite close. We must get away.
Not just yet.
We cannot afford to waste precious moments.
I am not wasting them, my dear Yo. I am merely giving us a chance to make good our escape. I am sending my last two battalions of robots against Vokyan.
Then hurry.
I will. Yes, our going to Earth is a good idea. We will settle in one of these smaller countries. Yes,
I am willing to think of anything once we are out of this palace.
In a short time, we will control that country.
Providing the people help us.
They will. They could not be as stupid as our Venusians.
I wonder, sire.
With my knowledge, it will be no time before we control the Earth.
As I said before, providing we can persuade some of the people to help us.
Everyone loves power, Yo. There will be plenty willing to help us, never fear. They will recognize us as genii, men who can lead them to greatness. I tell you, the Earthlings will welcome us. Yes, Yo. Yes, Yo. Oh, we shall begin again down there, and this time we shall not fail.
We will not live unless you hurry. Those shells are bursting all around us.
They are not as close as you imagine. However, I will not detain you long.
I give you 5 minutes, and then I leave. You are anxious to be away. You should be too, sire. Have you forgotten Rocky Starr and the one Mitchell in the palace?
I have forgotten nothing. They are my least concern. My talking robots will have dealt with them.
Sire, I beg of you to hurry.
Have patience, you, and I am with you. There. My robots are leaving headquarters. Watch them on the television screen. I created them, you. After seeing them, can you imagine why our people turned against me? I could have made them the greatest power in the universe. And yet they prefer Vokyan. They prefer that fool to me, the greatest man in the universe. Well, they can have him, but I shall return one day. And they will cringe at my feet and recognize me as their leader.
M. Marla.
You've been looking everywhere for you, Yan.
Why are you two here?
Are we in the way?
There is a war on, you know.
Well, not yet, Yan.
Why did you not remain in your room?
Do not be angry with us.
But, Marla, we are all so busy. And it is dangerous for you here. We are continually under attack. Should the robots break through, this area will be destroyed by their ray guns.
I am sorry, Yan.
Well, I'm not. I'm sick of being hidden away in a corner. We stuck it out as long as we could, didn't we, Marla? Yan, I want to know what's happening.
All right, I will tell you. We have done well since the army joined us. We have regained most of the ground we lost. The atomic shells seem to be the answer to the robots. We have broken up their every attack.
That is good news, Jan. Have you heard from Rocky?
No.
I wonder if he's all right.
He will be.
I have told her that at least 100 times, but she's still worried.
I am positive that he has not heard, Anne.
How can you say that when you haven't heard from him for hours? The palace guards may have captured him.
And there are no guards at the palace.
There are?
No. They have all deserted Gorg. The only fighting forces he has left are robots.
Then Gorg and Yo are alone in the palace?
According to the men from there, yes. All Rocky has to do is tackle those two.
still has Mitch Wood, Chase. That's going to be some job, pal.
Have no worries. Rocky will soon have them at his mercy.
What will he do with them, young?
He has promised to hand them over to me. Our people will have the final say in their punishment. Believe me, it will not be long until they are in our hands.
Hell, I'm getting sick and tired of opening and shutting doors.
Keep looking, Mitch.
We're too late, I tell you. Them guys have taken a run-out powder.
I hope you're wrong, Mitch. I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, well, me too. Well, I guess I'm not. Look, not a thing in the place.
Well, I'm just as sure...
Hey, just got an idea.
What's the trouble?
All these empty rooms could set up in business.
Yeah? How?
Yeah. Could let them to the people on Earth.
Not a bad idea. Except the palace doesn't happen to be on Earth. Now listen.
Just an idea.
Mitch, I'm certain that these two are still in this palace.
You're nuts. Hey. You're nuts.
Why?
Look, soon as they learned that things wasn't going so well, they squammed.
Well, you can't be sure about that.
Of course I'm sure. I wouldn't be saying it to you if I wasn't. Look, Rocky, tell you what we do. We go back to Yarn and get them to watch the airfield.
Mitch, we will when we've searched this palace.
We've been doing. We'll be here for the rest of our lives. Everybody will be gone home. The whole thing will be over. And what will we be doing? Still opening doors, looking in the room, shutting the doors, going to the next room.
All right. We'll just have to risk that. But listen, there's no time to talk. Come on. There are plenty of rooms to search before we can give up.
Hurry. Should the cursed rebels attack again, it will be useless to try to escape.
My men will hold them off long enough to allow it to get away. They will keep on attacking until they are wiped out.
Even though you are not here to direct them?
Even though I am not here. I have arranged the radio controls so that they will.
Good. Then let us go, sire.
Very well. I never thought that one day we would run away.
Oh, forget all that and follow me. Look, stop!
Stay where you are, both of them. Get back into that room. Watch him, Mitch.
You bet I will. Now listen to me, you two lugs. If you so much as wiggle an eyelash, I'll blast you with this atomic pistol. Now get this. What did you think you want?
Surprise
for yesterday's questions, Rocky. What do you think this is, a quiz?
Mush. Your ailment is amatilic.
Oh, you shouldn't ought to have said that. That sounded real naughty to me. Now, say, put it, I'll have you put on a string and make a yo-yo out of you. Get
all right, Mitch, cut the gag for just a moment.
Yeah, let's get back to
business. I noticed that Gorg is very quiet.
Really?
You usually have so much to say.
Is that,
Yeah. So you were running away, were you?
Certainly not. Not much. Only we popped up when we did, you'd be off someplace else by now.
You know, Rocky. It is silly for us to quarrel and argue.
Get no chummy all of a sudden. Watch yourself. Look, he's most dangerous when he starts using the old soft soap. I know him.
Don't worry, Mitch.
Well, take it from me. He's up to something, Rocky.
I know it. I'm watching him. Go on, Gorg.
Why don't you join me? Together we could conquer the universe.
Gorg, I hate to remind you of this, but you've said it all before, and I told you then I'm not interested.
That's my boy.
I could make you one of the most powerful men ever born.
Well, it's the same old story.
Listen, Gorg, we're past the talking stage. You've got a lot coming to you.
And most of it from Mrs. Morgan's little boy, Mitch. Now, may I tell you what I'm going to do?
Tell us, Mitch.
I'm going to take you very quietly. I'm going to lift you up. And I'm going to taste the daylight, Johnny. I'm getting the right...
Wait a minute.
Relax. Oh, it's only getting warmed up.
Plenty of time for that later.
Why don't you try it now?
Oh, no, God. Oh, no. We have something to do first.
Well?
Mitch, put a bullet through that radio control set.
Right. Why do that?
It's the best way of stopping your robots doing any more damage.
You are wrong, Rocky. They will go on fighting no matter what you do to them.
You're bluffing.
No, I'm not. The only way to stop them, to destroy them, is to recall them by radio.
All right. Get to work and call them off. I am afraid I cannot help you.
We'll see about that. Maybe a few kicks in the pants will help you change your mind.
Keep your filthy hands
off. All right, leave him alone, Miss. Wait a minute.
Not even winking. Weasy little...
Now, just save it all up till later, Miss. There'll be plenty of time then.
Don't forget his mind.
Yes, all right, he's yours. But right now, we've got to call off those robots. Keep them covered while I fiddle with these knobs, Miss.
Okay, pal.
Rocky, you're turning the wrong one. You need someone to help work those controls. Wanyo, tell Metabaki.
Look out, Mitch.
You forgot that you was armed.
Use your gun, Mitch.
Come on, we've got to stop them.
Rocky dashes into the corridor just in time to see Borg and Gero disappearing round the corner. Starting to Mitch to follow him, he sets out after them. What will happen? Can they recapture Borg and Gero, or will they escape to Earth? Be sure to hear the next exciting episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus!